From the Director Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to enter into 2013 purchase of service contracts with Silver Springs, Northcott, UMOS, and the Urban League Neighborhood Centers to administer the Celebrating Families Selective Preventative Intervention within the Behavioral Health Division.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo.
For approval.
I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Ms. Lucy, do you want to give us just a little bit of...
Sure. You've heard us a couple of times come and talk about an emerging partnership that we have with the Milwaukee Bureau of Child Welfare, particularly as it relates to AODA services and prevention services. One of the programs that the Bureau has moved forward on is a program called the Fathership Project, and the Fatherhood Project. And this is a workshop-based program looking at the role and strengthening the role of fathers in families, and particularly their important role in terms of creating resilient and children with high self-esteem. Part of that project is the need to really look at the role of family functioning and dynamics when the family's been impacted by substance abuse. Celebrating Families is a model that is a evidence-based model that puts together things such as brain chemistry, skills, education, building resiliency, and asset development to, it's a set educational program, which could be very helpful within this family fatherhood project. We'd like to contract with four community agencies, those being four neighborhood centers, those being Silver Springs, Northcott, UMOS, and the Urban League, to administer the Celebrating Families program, which will be a preventative intervention in families that have been touched by alcohol and substance abuse. It's really trying to stop the cycle of families where children enter into that same behavior because they've seen it with their families.
Great. Thank you. Supervisor Bowen and Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is the were the neighborhood locations based on geographic location, or how were they selected?
I'll let you answer, but both on their geographic location and their involvement with the whole fatherhood initiative.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely
which is
correct.
Done by the Bureau.
That is absolutely correct. Yep.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Minister. That was my question. I see they're spread out equally throughout the community to reach every area. So I was just wondering, was that a plan? Was that part of the plan?
Part of the Bureau's plan.
Right, okay. And did we reach out to them, or was it an RFP? And because I'm familiar with all these agencies, they all do great work. So, but there are others that work specifically with fathers, too. So I didn't know if they were aware of this opportunity.
So we're piggybacking on the program that the Bureau is putting forth on. So this is our component of their bigger program. And do you know how they recruited those neighborhoods?
Yeah, actually, it was the Secretary of the Department of Children and Families that reached out to the Behavioral Health Division in looking for a partnership to actually address not only issues from a preventative standpoint, but also treatment for individuals that were participating in the Fatherhood Project. The Fatherhood Project is a workforce initiative, so it's really not only preparation for, you know, fathers as they're getting ready to enter the workforce, but it's also, you know, improving the family dynamic in general. So the Department of Children and Families and through the Bureau of Milwaukee Child Welfare reached out to BHD in order to not only partner but administer these monies. And we have a lot of familiarity with the delivery of preventative interventions through other grants that we administer, and that was really what kind of sparked their interest in partnering with us too.
I've been to this committee a couple of times talking about our emerging partnership with the Bureau of Child Welfare. They've said to us this is not their expertise, and they'd like to tap into our expertise.
Okay, great. Well, I'm in strong support of this program, and if there's any way I can assist, let me know. Also, want to make sure it's successful, so hopefully we can provide them with guidance and support, and if we can expand it, you know, for the next year, based off success, that would be great. So I'd like to move approval, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. We do have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. But I like your enthusiasm. And agree, this is a wonderful program. So if there's no further comments or questions from the committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion from approval on the motion for approval.
Mayo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.